right, David Cassidy is on the phone. You know him from the Partridge Family, of course, of course, of course. He has a new career blossoming before your very eyes. He's going to be on NBC's Celebrity Apprentice.
I doubt it.
Huh?
I said I doubt it.
What were you screaming at me while I was introducing you?
Oh, well, I just thought the introduction was a little shaky, okay?
What?
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. How are you guys?
Doing well. We have an apology to make. One of our show members before we begin the interview.
David, if you
turn the music down, please. I want this to come from the heart.
It is from the heart, David. First off, know this. I have three of your songs on my iPod.
Well, that works.
See, okay. I told you not to preface.
I just had to say that.
You see, I told you he would preface.
I know. David?
He digresses. Yes.
2004,
yep.
I interviewed you.
Yep.
And I just want to say right now that I apologize for accusing you or asking you.
Insinuating
that you had sex with Florence Henderson. And then
I accept your apology.
And then.
That's touching.
In retrospect, maybe I should have. Never mind.
And then, I went on to say, oh, was it Shirley Jones? Knowing now.
Who was my stepmother.
Which would have been wrong.
Wrong. Thank you.
So I just want to say, I'm sorry.
I accept your apology.
From Southside.
Totally accept your apology.
From Southside,
man.
Steve,
you're
to you.
Big man.
That is so nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you guys?
now that we've cleared the air,
it's great. How are the radio we're doing this morning?
No, it's not Knucklehead Radio.
How is Hot Atlanta today? Is it hot or is it?
We are not knuckleheads, sir.
It's cold.
Mr. Cassidy, I've admired you. We're not knuckleheads. Knuckleheads would have dwelled on the topic. We have apologized. Now we're going to move on.
Okay.
And chat about Celebrity Apprentice, which we're fascinated by. Has NeNe Leakes been terrorizing you as well? I understand she's been running wild.
She is a big, big woman.
Yeah. Yes.
I had no idea.
Right.
First of all, I've never seen her. I've never watched that Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big reality TV fan.
Right.
In all seriousness, I did it because I had never done any. And they called me. Actually, Donald suggested that they call me. Because I'd met him a number of times in the past, and I was an acquaintance of his, not a friend. I wouldn't ever call him a friend. I didn't have that kind of relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he came to see Blood Brothers when I was there in the mid-90s on Broadway in New York. And very nice. I have nothing bad to say about anybody.
Do you admire his money-making skills?
I admire the fact I think he's been totally chapter 11 a couple of times, hasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he comes back.
How does he manage to do that? I should have talked to him a little bit about that skill.
Yeah, you should ask him.
Not only does he come, other people come back from chapter 11. Donald Trump comes back with his own private jet every time.
Oh, yeah. It's
beautiful.
What are you talking about? Have you seen his yacht?
No, not yet.
Have you seen his golf courses and stuff?
Yes, I have seen that.
I mean, good Lord.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, he called me and asked me, called the guys who are the executive producers and asked them if I would consider doing it. And they sort of held the carrot of, you know, you can raise nearly $1 million for your charity. And I thought, this might be the reason for me to finally dip my toe into the reality TV world. And I did, and I'm glad I did it.
Did you win?
I can't speak about the contest.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not real good in terms of the competitive thing.
You're
I'm real good because I produced a number of shows and I worked as an actor in the theater. You have to work together.
Right.
The caveat in this is that every player in the game looks to take one player out. And you look to the strongest guy or the strongest girl and try and find a way to take them out.
Sure.
That's not how I play the game in life.
Right.
I'm just not that guy. So.
Yeah. But did you get into it as a game, like Monopoly or something? Okay, I'm playing this game.
No. You work your butt off. Right. You're downstairs in wardrobe and makeup at 5:20 in the morning. You don't get back until 9:30 at night.
Grueling.
It's grueling.
And then you have to sell like hot dogs on the street.
I'm not lying to you about that.
Yeah.
It is freaking hard work.
Yeah. And then they make you do things like, have you ever had a job other than music or acting?
Yes. I worked in the mailroom at the textile industry when I was 18.
And so that was your only real job?
Well, I started when I was 18. What did you want me to do? I had a paper route when I was 12.
Okay, there you go.
You worked way out.
So 12, you had a paper route, so you actually sold stuff. You know how hard that is.
Yeah.
That's why you get into acting.
Listen, trust me. I had to do some selling, and I had to become part of the whole deal with commerce, and I'm not exactly experienced in that area.
Well, you bring, if they had an assignment to deliver papers or phone books.
Yeah, but I was 12. It was a while ago.
You see, you forgot. Did you, were you a bike rider?
Yes, I was.
Awesome.
On a bike. And I moved from New York to L.A., and my mom suggested I get a job, and I did. And I did it for about, a year and a half. It wasn't a bad idea.
And you fly.
I understand they're telling me I have to move on here this morning. Sadly.
Oh, David!
I just want to know if you're a flinger. You could fling them from your bike. That's a remarkable.
Yes, it is. I still have that talent.
Yeah.
By the way, love the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
And I heard the advertisement for what a great idea. Give your wife and your kids the package for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Opening day with the Phillies. Loving that.
Yeah, are you a Phillies fan or a Braves fan?
No, I'm
Braves.
Actually a Yankee fan, but Yankee fan. I still love the Braves, too.
All right, well, that's great to hear.
Hey, yeah. Real quick, David, what's the movie you did with Leif Garrett that just came out? I saw you in it. What's the name of it?
Just came out? We did it in 1989.
The Spirit of 76.
It's very funny. Rob Reiner's brother directed it.
No.
And Francis Coppola's son, he produced it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Francis was really, it was his sort of fledgling movie company. It was called The Spirit of 76.
Great
very
movie.
Funny film.
There's another one where it's a kid that becomes a singer. It's a pop movie. That Leif Garrett's a janitor.
He knows his own career,
I'm telling you, I'm right.
All right, okay. Listen, guys.
Nice to talk to you guys.
David Cassidy, great talking to you. Celebrity Apprentice on NBC. And it looks like we'll have something to apologize next interview.
Yeah.
PTRG.
Awesome.